It's been almost 2 months since the most controversial part of Arizona's immigration law, known as SB 1070, went into effect. And in Pima County, the sheriff says it's been business as usual. The 2B section of the law was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in mid-September and requires local law enforcement officers to question a person's immigration status if they suspect the person is in the U.S. illegally. Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnik says his deputies have always had the option of calling Border Patrol.
When it comes to Senate Bill 1070, it has had virtually no effect on us. And the reason for that is because we've been enforcing the federal law all along. We arrest more illegal aliens than any other state or local agency in the country.
Before SB 1070, it had been up to the law enforcement officer to decide whether or not to call federal immigration officials. But now the call to Border Patrol is a requirement. Dubnik says there have been no problems with that in the last couple of months.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist because we are in the heart of the funnel from Mexico into the United States. So we get a whole lot of them. And our people can differentiate very quickly who illegal and who's not. It's not a difficult issue. Most of the people law enforcement officers stop and ask them, tell you that they're here illegally.
Dubnik says the department has been affected only by the cost of training for his deputies. He is unsure of the total bill for training, but says it has been significant. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.